Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Wednesday. It's kind of toasty. I got news for you. It's close to 90. We got some great stuff headed our way. Julio Rosas is going to be with us from the Blaze. He's the guy who's coming to town just about a week from now for the Virginia Council. He's been doing some amazing reporting. Oh, my gosh, absolutely amazing reporting. I've been asked by the Virginia Council to be part of the program. I'm looking forward to it. Just to help facilitate a discussion with Julio as part of it. It'll be great fun. So that's going to happen at 3:35. Got our pal John Reed's going to join us at 4:35. John picked up some interesting endorsements yesterday, and many of them I'm very happy to see. And one of them actually came from Joe Morrissey. I can't think of a more vile human being than Joe Morrissey. I honest to goodness, I mean, it's the first thing, his endorsement of John Reed, I think, is a very nice thing for John. I mean, it simply shows that John is picking up support all across the political spectrum. John needs Democrats to win. You know that. I know that. He certainly knows that. And so he has been reaching out. Morrissey is weighing in on the Ghazala Hashmi candidacy, simply saying, hey, I worked with her in the Senate. I know what a crazy extremist she is. So, look, take it for what it's worth. Again, how would I describe this? I want to be as nice and as charitable as possible. I personally would not whiz on Joe Morrissey if he were on fire. But, you know, that's me. Other people's mileage may vary. My skin crawls thinking about him. But that being said, I would ask you, as you look at the Democrats for Reed, to kind of look past that one. That's the one the media has seized on, of course, the legacy news media, because even they know that the name Morrissey, not the good Morrisseys. You know, we got great Morrisseys in Central Virginia. We got Emily Morrissey, for goodness sakes, from emilysbracelets.com. Do we love anybody named Morrissey more than Emily Morrissey? I don't think so. It'd be tough. Now she's got some great family now. Her brother, PJ, I mean, we love him. But do we love PJ as much as Emily? I don't know. Her mom and dad, Dan and Kristen, great people. Love them. They're part of our family. But really, do we love Dan and Kristen Morrissey as much as Emily? I don't know. But those are the good Morrisseys. Then you got the other one, who used to be the senator. All of that being said, gang, I know the legacy media is hanging their hat on that one. They're going to beat that one into the ground. They already started. And you know, if you've spent any time with me, exactly how I feel about Joe Morrissey and his legacy. Right? And I just reminded you a little bit. So that's all I'm going to say about that, because when I talk with John, I do want to talk about the endorsements from Democrats. But I'm telling you right now, there's some pretty major Democrats who are on board with John Reed because they know just what a lunatic Ghazala Hashmi is. So we'll talk about that at 4:30. We got Mike Dickinson, our citizen journalist, citizen reporter, joining us at 5:30 as well. I did hear just a couple of moments ago this idea pitched for gun-free zones, right? Shaco Bottom, Jeff. We got a lot of violence down there. We got a lot of gun violence. So what we're going to do is going to have a gun-free zone. What does that mean exactly? Well, I'll tell you what it means. It means you're going to put up at city taxpayer expense a couple of signs somewhere through the bottom that say, this is a gun-free zone. How many criminals do you think are going to look at that sign and go, oh, man. Oh, gosh. Here I was. I was headed out tonight. I got a piece of equipment with me, and I was going to victimize some people, but oh man, I just read one of those signs that Dr. Donnie Avuli ordered erected, so I'm going to turn around now. I'm going to walk home. Do I have enough time to steal a car? No. Oh, well, if I steal a car in the bottom, I don't want to use my gun because the sign right there says it's a gun-free zone. I can't do that. How many criminals you think are going to sign on to that? That's just moronic. It really is. It really is. All that gun-free zones create are victim locations. And I did hear Chief Rick Edwards, and you know, I think the world of Rick Edwards. I really do. I think he's just a cop's cop and a decent guy through and through. And I know he's in a tough situation. You are the chief of the police department for the city of Richmond. You're dealing with a wide variety of issues and a wide variety of agendas on any daily basis. But when he talks about apparently, perhaps, his support for one of these so-called gun-free zones, he talks about Times Square and he says, oh, you know, even people who have carry permits don't carry guns in these areas. Well, the people who have carry permits don't carry guns in those areas because they are, in fact, law-abiding citizens, as evidenced by the fact that they have been issued a carry permit. They already follow the law. And I got news for you. What you want in some of these areas are law-abiding citizens who have carry permits. Would I personally go to the bottom if it were declared to be a gun-free zone? Hell no. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Would I go to the bottom now knowing that I can carry? Well, I suppose if there was something there that I really, really, really wanted to do, or Heidi really, really, really wanted to do, but that's the only way I would go. Am I going in there unarmed, sitting duck, victim status? No, I'm sorry. Forget it. I'm not sorry. I'm not sorry. No, I got to protect myself. I got to protect my family. So I just think that's a ridiculous idea. Absolutely absurd. Oh, one other thing I got to mention, and then we're going to deal with the sort of return of that Jimmy Kimmel character. I am looking at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. A number of people saying, hey, there is no legitimacy to this idea that, quote, both sides need to tone down the rhetoric. I don't know exactly who it was that said it or when they said it, but I totally agree with you. I completely and totally agree with you. We just had another shooting situation, another criminal situation, another murder take place down in Dallas, Texas. Obviously, indications are committed by someone who is not a fan of law enforcement. People, for whatever reason, have taken to writing messages on shells, on bullets, the casings. These apparently contained words that were, quote, anti-ICE. That's the report I just saw. Now, it could be that somebody wrote in there in an effort to misdirect somebody, but when you take a look at that, you probably have some idea what that person is thinking and what their motivation would be. And we do hear this, see this, on a regular basis from the left. And there is an effort by those on the left to engage in this moral equivalency deflection. Well, you know, Jeff, both sides have to turn it down. Turn down the rhetoric. Okay, well, I would ask you to show me an example where somebody on the right has engaged in this behavior. I haven't seen it. Now, how do I know that this is the organized effort on the part of the left? Because I heard it from two people yesterday who both are just basic left-of-center folks, and they both said it in exactly the same way. And so it was clear to me this is going to be the effort now on the part of the left, that you have to believe, or you should believe, or you're told to believe, well, both sides are doing this, and the reality is both sides are not doing it. This. I have to be honest. Not every...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Everybody has to be honest, I suppose, but I am at a point, again, in my life where, I got to tell you what's going on. I'm not lying for anybody at this point. That's just not going to happen. 315, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 319, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Jimmy Kimmel came back last night. I know, you didn't have to endure it. Good for you. Channel 8 is a Nexstar station, and they, along with the other Nexstar stations, along with the Sinclair stations around America, they all decided, you know what? At least for now, we are not going to be airing Kimmel.
Good.
I say that as someone who doesn't watch him anyway. So you can take my assessment of it, I suppose, with a grain of sand or salt or pepper. I don't know, whatever granular thing you would like. But I did have to endure it for you, and I want you to take a listen, because here's what Kimmel did not do. He did not apologize to the Kirk family. He did not apologize about lying to the American people. He, well, frankly, just engaged in more of the same crapola that we have heard from him. And it indicates to me, at least as long as Disney endures him, his show, such as it is, will be the same. Which says to me as well, Sinclair and Nexstar are not going to start airing it anytime soon. So maybe you and I are safe. Maybe we're not going to have to watch him or listen to him. Well, you're going to have to listen to him. This is almost an MSNBC moment. All right, Germ, look, I'm going to have to do it. Go, 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 go. Let's start with a little Kimmel.
And maybe, maybe most of all, I want to thank the people who don't support my show and what I believe, but support my right to share those beliefs anyway. Who I never would have imagined. Like Ben Shapiro, Clay Travis, Candace Owens, Mitch McConnell, Rand Paul, even my old pal Ted Cruz, who, believe it or not, said something very beautiful on my behalf.
I hate what Jimmy Kimmel said. I am thrilled that he was fired.
Oh, wait, no, not that. The other part.
But let me tell you, if the government gets in the business of saying,
what you can't say,
what you, the media, have said, we're going to ban you from the airwaves if you don't say what we like, that will end up bad for conservatives.
I don't think I've ever said this before, but Ted Cruz is right.
Pause. Ted Cruz is right. It has nothing to do with Jimmy Kimmel, though. It has to do with what is, in fact, freedom of speech, what is, in fact, the First Amendment, and what is not. Despite the assorted left-wing claptrap we're hearing about how Kimmel was silenced for this, that, or the other, here's what the reality is. The reality is that Disney, after having had a certain degree of pressure from Nexstar and Sinclair, said, okay, we got to pump the brakes on this one. No viewers, no advertising, no audience. We don't have to go head first into the lake on this one. We can stand back and say, no, we're going to pause. Remember what Disney did not say. Disney never said that they had canceled Kimmel. They said that he was suspended. A suspension means you are gone for a period of time and then you come back. That's what has happened here. When there was any talk from anybody even remotely connected to an agency like the FCC, that's where it got problematic. Now, I understand exactly what the FCC chair was saying, and I don't disagree with it. I do think, however, given the manner in which the left for years has weaponized government, we as conservatives have to be very cautious. I'm not telling you to keep your mouth shut, quite the opposite. But I am saying certain people in certain roles need to steer away from certain things. Because otherwise this happens where leftists who are against the idea of true free speech for conservatives feel that they are somehow empowered. All right, I didn't mean to cut all of that off. All right, well, let's hear a little bit more from Kimmel.
All of us, including him. I mean, think about it. If Ted Cruz can't speak freely, then he can't cast spells on the Smurfs. Even though I don't agree with many of those people on most subjects, some of the things they say even make me want to throw up. It takes courage for them to speak out against this administration, and they did, and they deserve credit for it. And thanks. For telling your followers
that our FYI, they were not necessarily, quote, speaking out against this administration. They were speaking out, offering a perspective on some of the comments that came from a handful of people. Charlie Kirk will be, and I believe is at this very, very time, I believe he is to be seen as a martyr for the First Amendment. All that Charlie Kirk ever did as he went out was to say, hey, let's talk about this stuff. Leftists always want you to believe that's what they believe. It's not what they believe. They do believe that you and I are evil. They do believe that they have every right in the world to shut down any sort of dissent. You know who I feel sorry for? I feel sorry for guys like Howard Gutman. I was actually chatting with Howard yesterday. Howard may be Meshuggah on a number of issues, but Howard fundamentally is a really good guy. What Howard doesn't realize, and some of the older Democrats don't realize, is that their party is gone. All right, the party that Howard Gutman and his friends grew up with no longer me, Jay Jones, AOC. That's the party. But at some point, he's going to realize he's been benched. I bet for him. I really do. 328, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Afternoon, my buddy Bryce Reeves. We've got to put one down there, Germ. My buddy Bryce Reeves apparently jumping into the race for U.S. Senate against Mark Warner. That'll be great. Bryce is a rock solid guy. He's been a great member of the state Senate. I would happily vote for Bryce in that race. John Reed's going to be here at 4:35. We'll talk about his campaign, how it's shaken out. He's picked up some interesting endorsements over the last couple of days from Democrats. There's a whole brand new organization called Democrats for Reed. And I love that. You know, one of the things that John has done throughout the years, certainly when he was
here at the News Radio WRVA, and then as the founding chairman of the Virginia Council, was to say, let's get out here, let's talk about real issues, and let's tell the truth. Now, you know, many, many, many years ago, my friend Glenn Beck created The Blaze. And Rob Eno is the head of the written division and a lot of the other stuff over there. Rob was actually somebody who started, just so you know, on my old morning radio show up in Boston. So I take credit for Rob. I did not in any way discover or recruit Julio Rosas to The Blaze, but I got to tell you something. Blaze Media is so fantastic anyway, and with Julio on board, you talk about a rock-solid reporter, this is great. So it all comes together because Julio is coming to town September the 30th for the Virginia Council, and I'm just thrilled to say that Julio is with us. Julio's welcome, my friend. Julio.
Yes.
Ah, there you are, sir. All right, number one, thank you for being here, and tell me a little bit about the reporting, because you have gotten such wonderful attention because of your honest reporting about what's going on with ICE and the response to ICE. So what is it that you have seen, and what are you sharing?
Well, I mean, it's what we're seeing just, you know, unfortunately, just this past month is not surprising to anybody who's been paying attention. The Democrats in general are obviously very, very enraged the fact that President Trump is back in office. They thought they were done with him after 2020.
Right.
And so now that he's back in power and he's actually, you know, following through on his campaign promises even more than the previous time, they're unhinged. I mean, there's no other word to describe it. And so, you know, a lot of the attacks that we're seeing that are being carried out are by the far left, but they're being supported by mainstream Democrats. I mean, the voting base wants violence. Axios reported about that just back in July, about how how House Democrats were shocked at the demands from their voters about needing violence to stop Trump, because they think that not enough is being done to stop his agenda. So, you know, this recent shooting just this morning at an ICE facility in Dallas is just the latest example of this, like, legitimate insurrection from the left-wing part of the politics spectrum.
They have embraced the idea, Julio, that Trump is Hitler. Trump is an authoritarian. He's a dictator. It's going to be the last election. All of this stuff. Now, and that really emboldens and enables those left-wing folks to say, well, you know, it's the old argument from philosophy class. If you go back in time and kill Hitler, wouldn't you do it? And there are many of them operating with that mindset, are they not?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's really unfortunate, because while this shooter from today was not successful in taking out his intended targets, because he shot detainees, unfortunately Charlie Kirk was killed. And the reason why it's so personal for me is because I knew him, going back as far as 2014. And I was on his show a week before he was killed, and the last question that he asked me, and the last time I talked to him, was he asked me if I was concerned about the rise of transgender terrorism. And of course I said yes. We were talking about the shooting in Minneapolis a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And so this isn't going to stop. This isn't going to stop until they are put down through, law enforcement investigations, arrests and convictions. That's the only way that this is going to stop, because they have no reason to stop in their minds, because immigration enforcement is going to continue full speed ahead. Trump is going to continue. They're possibly thinking about, J.D. Vance could be the next president, so we have to do things now to prevent that. So we are in very, very dangerous times. And I anyone could see it. But as someone who's been covering the far left and their street activists since 2020, this is the natural conclusion to what they want to achieve.
I want to remind everybody, Julio Rosas is joining us. He is coming to town for the Virginia Council. It's going to be September the 30th. There are tickets available. TheVirginiaCouncil.org is where you go to get them. My suggestion, having been to every one of these events with the Virginia Council, is come early. There's a little VIP thing. Yeah, you can eat, but more importantly, have the chance to spend a few extra moments. Julio's book about what was happening in 2020, fiery but mostly peaceful. He's going to have copies of that available. So again, thevirginiacouncil.org is where you go to get the tickets. Julio, you talked about the natural progression. You did start out 2020. You're seeing this terrible violence across the country, and you are hearing legacy media say, well, fiery but mostly peaceful. You saw on the ground what was going on. Give everybody a reminder about that and really how that plays into exactly where we are today.
So what I've been saying is that the vast networks that mobilize people, that enraged people enough to get out into the streets back in 2020, those networks never went away. Sure, some people got arrested, and some people did end up in jail, but not nearly enough people were punished for what they did. All because, in some cases, it was impossible to arrest everybody because it was, citywide.
That's right.
And so the networks have been reactivated. They kind of were active with fomenting unrest with, protesting for Gaza and Palestine against Israel. Yeah. But that issue is not nearly as close as to home as when it comes to immigration and cracking down on illegal aliens that are here in the country. Right. So that's why there was more violence, and there's been more attacks related to that than, let's say, with Israel and Gaza. So that's why it's significant that President Trump is designating Antifa as a terrorist organization, because that is supposed to help give more tools to law enforcement to actually not just go after the people, but, like I said, the networks. Mm. The networks and the money is still flowing. And that much is obvious. And I would just say that, not every single person that's at one of these things is being paid, because believe me, they don't need to be paid to be out there, because they truly believe that, we're quote unquote under a fascist dictatorship. But there is money in the organizing. There is money in the supplying of these people. So it remains to be seen exactly, you know, how far and how deep those investigations are gonna pan out. Yep. But it's a start. It's a start. It should have happened a while ago, you know, but it's happening now, and it's going to take time, unfortunately, because, you know, you don't want to just present these cases that aren't sealed tight, because they are effective. You know, Antifa is effective at being decentralized and making it hard for law enforcement to connect the dots to their organization and planning and execution of those plans. So, it's going to take a bit of time to get to effectively, you know, crush this violent movement.
What do you make of the assertion by those on the left that Julio, the rest of you, man, you just don't get it. Antifa's not a group. It's an idea. That's pretty far from the truth, isn't it?
What I like to say with that is, well, right, the reason why there's an ideology behind it is because there's people who believe in it, and there's people who act on that. So ideas just don't exist just out in the open and out in the time and space. It's the reason why that there is people out there causing chaos, attacking ICE officers, shooting at ICE officers, or, you know, or in this case, accidentally shooting the people that they want to quote unquote save. Mm-hmm. But it's because because there is organization behind it. And I always say, you know, because they say, well, people always say, well, show me its headquarters, you know, show me the leader, the leader of it. It's like, well, first of all, you just look at when police bust theft rings, they go after it as a group, even though that group doesn't have business cards, it doesn't have membership cards. You know, you don't need to be part of a quote unquote group that's, you know, that's an LLC registered in a state to go be after for criminal charges. I mean, criminal enterprises are not legal. That's why they're criminal to begin with. Right. But and yet there's task forces, there's organization, you know, there's federal law enforcement agencies that are dedicated to tackling those informal groups. And Antifa is an informal group, and it's by design. Like I said, they do that on purpose. But I mean, it's just liberals purposefully acting like they have no idea how things work in the world, and that makes arguing with them difficult because they're purposely being obtuse. That's all it is. They know that these things exist, but they just want to act like, oh well, you know, it's just not a thing. But I've seen it for myself. I saw it 5 years ago. I'm seeing it again. I'm going back to Chicago because they're going to probably attack the field office, the ICE field office over there again this weekend. And I know to go there because there are people organizing to do it. So it's just, the whole thing is ridiculous. It's very frustrating, but I have to remind myself, oh, that's right. They're purposefully playing dumb. So, you know, I can't get upset at that because, you know, there's no point, but all I can do is just continuing the reporting.
Well, the reporting is great, and I'm trying to imagine, and we'll get into it more on Tuesday when you're here for the Virginia Council, but I'm trying to imagine how frustrating it must be for someone like you who not only has served this nation, Marine Reserve and what have you, but as a real legitimate reporter, and as you point out, spending time with Charlie Kirk a week before he's slaughtered in front of all of us. I mean, it's just such a brutal attack. You said a couple of moments ago that it's difficult, if not impossible, to argue with them because they're obtuse. I mean, one of the things that Charlie talked about the entire time that he was in public life was having a conversation, having a discussion. The whole idea of prove me wrong was, look, here's what I believe and here's why I believe it. By all means, you disagree with me, you get to the front of the line, you tell me what it is that you believe. But you are seeing, if I understand it, there is no desire on the side of the left to have a discussion. It is simply about silencing people on the right.
Exactly. And that's why I think on the Republican side of things, who are saying, well, we need to have more unity. Yeah. We need to have, you know, we need to come together. And I'm just thinking, they don't want that. And they proved it by shooting Charlie. And I'm not trying to say that Charlie was wrong in his attempt to do that. I think it was the correct approach, but clearly the other side doesn't want to talk. And That's what makes it so dangerous. And even Charlie said so himself, right? He says that when we stop talking to each other, that's when things get dangerous. Yeah. So I think more than ever, we just need to be strengthened in our resolve to see the you know, to take on the parts of the Democratic Party, which is unfortunately quite large, that only want to do violence. And that needs to be taken care of. That needs to be taken care of through cracking down on their ability to wage battles against. I mean, they're shooting at us. that's the greatest. Right. Like, they're shooting at us. You know, my friend Cam Higby. You know, he's doing his own version of, you know, the college tour. Yep. He got chased out of an HBCU just yesterday. You know, there was like almost a mini riot, and all it is like, hey, you know, this is what we believe. And then, you know, then the university falsely claimed, oh, our students were acting professional and they were fine. When clearly that wasn't the case. So, right. But this is the environment that we're in, and people really need to understand that this is what we're facing. And we can't have weak-kneed Republicans just say, oh, well, let's just hold hands and sing Kumbaya, because if we do that, they're going to shoot us while we're singing. Again, so I don't, it's very sad that this is where we are.
Yep.
In the country, but if we can't, if some of people on our side can't acknowledge that's where we are, then there's no hope in actually trying to solve the issue.
What a great observation. That is tremendous insight, Julio. If we cannot be honest and acknowledge that there's evil in the world, that is part of this. There is evil in the world. Those of us who have served one way or the other, whether it's the military in your case, as a cop in my case, you know that people are capable of some of the most depraved, awful behavior. And as a decent person, you really don't want your family to know. You kind of want your family to live a little bit of a bubble. You know, you want them to be safe, to be sure, but you'd think they don't have to know what everyone is capable of. But at this point, when we watch this brutal murder of Charlie, and everybody watched it, it seems, there's no hiding it anymore, right? It is right there. Now, you can choose to ignore it, in which case you become an ostrich. But if you don't acknowledge it, you're kind of part of the problem.
Yeah, and I'll be talking about exactly what steps need to be taken at the Virginia Council's event next week. I hope people show up and attend, because that's why I like field reporting.
Yep.
Is because anybody can just spout off from their home, or in media's case, in the studios. And again, Charlie was good. He could have just done that. He built his career enough to just do the conferences, just do a show, and you know, maybe appear every once in a while for donors. But he knew that the battle, the difference is made out in the field, and so. Because that's what you get a real sense of things for how things are, and that's why I like it for myself, because I can actually see what the environment is where major stories are taking place. I've always tried, I've always wanted to do that, and so thankfully more than ever, I've been pretty busy this past summer. Too happy with me because I have to leave her behind. My main message to people is really like, look, they tried to take out President Trump twice.
Yes.
They failed. And so now they're moving on to easier targets. Unfortunately, Charlie was, they were successful with Charlie, but they're not, it's not the last. Right. And so I understand, this is not to say that we need to hide.
Yeah.
But just be hyper vigilant, be hyper aware. Absolutely. Because people are just crazy.
Well, Julio, number one, I appreciate you making some time for us this afternoon. I am so excited about seeing you on Tuesday, the Virginia Council, the virginiacouncil.org is where people need to go. Get their tickets. Again, I would urge everyone, get that, I think they actually call it a VIP package. It's a couple of dollars more than the general admission, but it is a lot of good quality time with everybody behind the scenes. The food is wonderful, but don't come for the food. Come for the experience, in my opinion. And just go to thevirginiacouncil.org, thevirginiacouncil.org. Julio, I will tell you, the location for this is a great place. I've been there many times. And again, I'm looking forward just to shaking your hand and helping to facilitate this conversation. Be safe if you are shipping out to Chicago for the weekend, because we're counting on you with a tremendous show on Tuesday right here in Central Virginia.
I plan on it. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. That is Julio Rosas from the Blaze Media. Great, great field reporter. He is covering right now all of the situations involving ICE. And he will be here at the Virginia Council event on Tuesday. And guess what? I have been asked if I can kind of participate a little bit, move everything along, ask a couple of questions. So I said, yes, I love the Virginia Council. Go and get your tickets, thevirginiacouncil.org. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader. Here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Yeah. You can make a budget for your wallet. Ooh. To help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
No, though, this is just beginning. Because even though Kimmel's supposed to be and wants to be and tries to be a comedian, he doesn't really want this to be about him. He has been thrust into this bigger and, frankly, more consequential role. He is acting tonight, and I think he will act in the days to come, as a bit of a public servant, as an educator. He's trying to talk about free speech rights, not for late-night talk show hosts, but for all Americans. And he really went there with this monologue, with this lengthy and emotional monologue, following a multi-minute long standing ovation that was so loud, one of the audience members said it hurt their eardrums. This was a comeback in every sense of the word for Jimmy Kimmel, and very much supported and approved by ABC and parent company Disney. So on the very same night that President Trump is threatening yet again to take action against ABC, once again, you know, in nonsensical ways, claiming that he could try to punish ABC for broadcasting comedy, for broadcasting satire, you have Kimmel standing up and saying, here's why dissent matters in America. Here's what makes America exceptional. This is a fight that he wants to have, Laura, and it's a fight that's not going away.
Well, how do I say it politely? Wrong! You're wrong. Of course, his assessment of Kimmel was completely and totally off base. No shock there, right? He's just a comedian trying to make jokes. No. He stopped trying to make jokes a long time ago. And he decided that what he was going to do was attack conservatives. I mean, that is his mission. Do I get upset about that? Not in the least. Not in the least. Will I defend his right to speak freely, attacking everything that I believe in? You damn right I will. Why? Because I actually do believe in free speech and the First Amendment, all that good stuff. But I've also been around the block a time or two, and I understand that there is a business involved. The business for Disney, the business for ABC, the business for Nexstar and for Sinclair is actually pretty simple. It's about attracting advertisers. Can I let you in on a little secret? This entire business of broadcasting is about attracting advertisers and rewarding advertisers and keeping advertisers around for the longest time possible so that we can continue to reward them by sharing with them customers, patrons. That's it. That's the business part of it. Disney is not really in the business of shaping public opinion. Disney is in the business of responding to public opinion. Disney is in the business of creating programming which appeals to the largest number of people who will then support an advertising base. That's it. I would love to tell you that there's more to it than that. I really would. I'd love to tell you that along the way, we are solving all of the ills of the world, or that we are curing cancer. We're not. So Kimmel is not at the, quote, beginning. He's at the beginning of the end. This has provided Disney with something they have been looking for a period of time, and that is the option and the opportunity to not renew Kimmel, who has been simply a drain, costing far more than he generates. He got a really, really, really big salary. And he's not bringing in really, really, really big advertising revenue. So that means at some point Disney says, yeah, this just isn't working. You always want to be in the opposite situation. That's how I've always positioned myself. I take a very low downside. And then I generate a bunch of stuff. And they go, oh, well, he's not really costing us anything. Okay, that's good. I learned that a long time ago. That's a really basic thing, and it works. So Kimmel is not the poster child for the First Amendment. He is an example.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Example of a use-by date. And it's passed. And he's now provided cover to Disney to do what they've wanted to do all along, and that's pull the plug. Sinclair and Nexstar, by their actions, give more backup, if you will, to Disney, who says, yeah, we're just, you know, we're going to end it. I think, now, I don't do predictions, because if I did, I would have already won Powerball and Mega Millions, and you and I would not be speaking. But let me posit this for you. My sense is that ABC simply says, we're going the way of the Colbert thing. We're going to end the program, and we're just going to not do stuff in late nights, and we're going to leave that to the local affiliates, and local affiliates can generate more revenue, and they'll be happy. That's what I would say. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 420, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday. John Reed's going to be along in a couple of moments. John, of course, formerly the host of Richmond's Morning News, now the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor. He's got some very interesting people jumping on board with his campaign. There are a whole slew of Democrats now who realize just how extremist their party has gotten. And so they're jumping ship, if you will. Interesting to hear Abigail Spanberger complain. Oh, the lies. And I'm thinking, well, if you don't want to hear about your lies, then I would say stop lying, right? Or at least answer a question directly. That seems to be completely and totally beyond her. Germ, I know we've got a couple of these Abby clips, Deep State Abby, CIA Abby. I don't know what we're calling her these days, but how about cut number one?
You support transgender women playing in girls' sports and being in girls' restrooms.
So in Virginia, we previously, until very recently, had a process in place where on an individual one-by-one basis, schools, parents, principals, coaches were making decisions based on fairness, competitiveness, and safety, where a child might be able or might not be able to play in a particular sport. It was in place for 10 years. Over that time, there were roughly 40 kids who went through the process. Some were denied the ability to play the sport they wanted to play. Some were approved. But it was a process that involved parents, that involved coaches, that involved school districts, and people with knowledge of what is the particular sport, what is the age of the particular child. And I think that was a system that was working. And again, some kids were approved and some kids were denied based on competitiveness, fairness, and safety for all of our kids. Now, what you don't see my opponent talking about is her plan to actually lower costs, to address the issues that I am hearing about everywhere I go, from families, from parents. How do we ensure that we are lowering costs in healthcare, housing, and energy? And how do we ensure that we are contending with the very real issues facing our schools, failing school infrastructure, issues recruiting and retaining teachers, and learning loss? Virginia is last in the country in our math recovery from COVID years. We're last and 51st after every other state and the District of Columbia. And so while I recognize all issues are important to all Virginians, I find it questionable that my opponent isn't talking about the issue that I know is number one, that everywhere I go people are talking about.
So it was a yes or no question, ma'am. Do you or do you not? We don't have to go that far. Do you support boys in girls' sports? Do you support boys in girls' bathrooms? Do you support boys in girls' locker rooms? Yes or no? Those are your two options. Yes, you do support. No, you do not support. Abigail Spanberger is today what she's always been, which is a hack and a fraud. She's a very nice lady, by the way. No, I seriously, like a one-on-one, she can be very charming and very endearing. She probably learned that at the farm with the CIA, but she can be. But what she's not is honest or straightforward. She is determined to be president of the United States. That's what this is, in case you had any questions. She's only running for governor of Virginia because she needs to check an executive-level post off her political CV. I would urge you not to help her, but, you know, that's me. I mean, I'm not going to help her, but, well, all right, you know what? If you want to, go ahead. 425, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 435, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday. I know, and the rain's moving in and all of that good stuff. And you know what that means for a guy like John Reed? It just means it's Wednesday. I'm going to go out and ask more people to vote for me for lieutenant governor. I mean, this is what John has been doing since he walked away from Richmond's Morning News. Motivated, I think, by all the right reasons. Passionate guy, smart guy. Very, very proud of his Commonwealth. And he's asking everybody for their vote. He just picked up a whole big collection of endorsements, if you will, Democrats for Reed. So we want to talk about that as well as how the challenge to his opponent, Ghazala Hashmi, is going. She still seems to be doing more hiding than talking. John, good afternoon, my friend.
Hello, sir. I'm glad to talk to you. I just got into the House after barreling through a monsoon to to Richmond. And then I'm going to change clothes and head on out to another big event tonight. So it never stops. I was in Lexington yesterday at Virginia Military Institute. You know, okay. I beat them up on the air a lot. So I went to go tell them that I'm not hostile to VMI. I want to be supportive of all of our great schools that will reject DEI and focus on meritocracy and double and triple down on the honor code and, you know, the best traditions of Virginia so that everybody can be successful. And I hope I came across with the appropriate humility. I'm not lieutenant governor. I don't take anything for granted. I am just a citizen, and I really hope that they know that I'm sincere in wanting to put everybody in a better place going forward. That's why I'm running. So I hope that came across well today.
I have no doubt that it came across, because those of us that know you have heard you talking about these issues passionately and intelligently for a long, long time. I want to ask you about your opponent. I know it's a silly question, but I have to ask it, John. This is my pseudo-reporter questioning. Has she responded to any of your requests for a debate as of yet?
Well, she had responded to me. She's refusing to do them. But now she's being kind of snotty and snarky and rude. She's saying that I don't have fully formed opinions, that I'm not a serious candidate. I mean, come on, lady. I'm more serious probably than anybody who's running. Yeah. I'm the one that every week is unveiling a new policy proposal that's very well thought out. If you go to the Reed Revolution on Substack, and then I've been posting them on Facebook and Twitter too. I think I'm kind of cutting new ground, breaking new ground out of everybody who's running statewide. I'm trying to, you know, make people feel very confident that I'm serious about this.
That's right.
And she's being very dismissive. And the more I talk to people and the more the word gets out that she is the only statewide candidate out of the six of us who are running, and she's the only one in her own party who's refusing a debate, I just don't think Virginians are going to accept that. That's kind of a prerequisite. If you want to run, even if you hate the person you're running against and you think that they're a total loser or you think that they're wrong or what, I mean, whatever, however you want to insult me is fine. I don't care. But you still have to stand on stage and defend yourself and your votes and your policies, and she just refuses to do that.
Wow, that is inexcusable. But I suppose that's part of the motivation, is it not, for Democrats for Reed, people within her own party saying, oh my gosh, she's just totally out of line.
Yeah, I think folks who've watched Senator Hashmi over the years have not fallen in love with her. How about, is that the polite way to put it?
Yeah, you know,
She is the I think she would admit that she's the leader of the progressive wing of the party, which means she's the leftist. I mean, everything that people don't like about the public schools right now, she's the one that's been pushing it. The boys and girls sports, all of that stuff, the keeping the schools closed for an extra year that was unnecessary based on, you know, the science. We didn't need to do that, and we did a lot of damage to a lot of students all across the state. and she was the one pushing it. The mask mandate, the, you know, calling moms birthing people. And this insanity is all coming from her. And I think that's why she doesn't want to stand on stage. But there are a lot of normal Democrats, you know, people who they may not agree with you and me, Jeff, about some of the social issues. They really might not. Yeah. But they're normal people who are not on board with this crazy left-wing lurch and purge that has happened in the Democrat Party. I mean, think there were some Democrats who I kind of liked as people. We did agree on everything, but, you know, they seemed reasonable. And if they won, it didn't bother me. Well, they all got purged. They were told, you get the hell out of here. And those folks are now saying enough. And fortunately, I've had the privilege of being on the radio, and I've worked very hard over the last several months. I think a lot of people said, hey, John's got that attitude where we might not agree on everything, but we trust him to make reasonable decisions and to be open-minded, and that's good enough for them.
Yeah. It's a fascinating time in America, John. You and I, I mean, we're friends, and so people, I think, as they listen to both of us on the radio, realized, okay, these guys agree on most things. They come from very different backgrounds. I grew up, as you know, blue-collar section of Philadelphia. We were all Democrats, and there is a part of this for me, I must confess, that I'm a little sad that the Democrat Party I grew up in really, honestly, does not exist anymore. And some of our mutual friends, guys like Howard Gutman, Howard's going through a mourning phase right now. I actually chatted with him yesterday and today. He will be supporting Republicans up in Maryland. He, too, is wondering what happened to that Democrat Party, man. It doesn't exist in the way that it used to.
I need to call Howard. I know he doesn't vote in Virginia, but he has some influence with his show on Saturday. Maybe I can win him over. I was on the phone with another prominent Democrat. I won't mention this person's name because they haven't given me permission to, but it's someone you know. And I was saying, hey, man, don't you think that I'm a good option compared to the alternative at least? I think this person's going to contemplate it. And to your point, Jeff, Tommy Baer, who a lot of people in Henrico and Chesterfield know, he's a very prominent attorney. He is a Jewish leader. He was the president of B'nai B'rith. He was one of the organizers, I think, back to Jimmy Carter in Virginia, Barack Obama, Bill Clinton. I mean, he's a Democrat.
Yeah.
You know, tried and true. He gave me a quote because he's the chair of this Democrats for John Reed group, and he laments, just like you were saying, this is not the party of JFK. This is not the party of the type of Democrat that he idolized and supported and, you know, gave so much of his professional and political and personal life to. And I'm sure he's not going to jump over to the Republican Party in total. But, you know, I've known him and I've tried to be, you know, communicative with him, and we haven't agreed on everything, but we've had wonderful lunches and conversations, and I kind of feel like the 30 years that I have been in public life on some level, I'm glad that I have maintained some relationships with these Democrats, because now they can testify John's not a jerk. You know, he's got strong opinions, but he'll listen to other people. Kim Gray is another person. Remember, you and I both defended her.
That's right.
When all that awful stuff was happening in 2020. Well, she is bold enough to come out and be supportive. I mean, she was running for mayor.
Yeah.
So I'm very thankful and appreciative of all that.
Yeah, I am very inspired. I'm looking again at some of these folks. Kim Gray is absolutely one of those people who you and I and Kim would not agree on a lot of stuff, but I think we all would agree that we want to move things forward. We want opportunities for children to have better educational outcomes. A.J. Brewer, another fine person. I had no idea if he was a Democrat or Republican. Amy, he was being attacked.
That's because you and I don't start with that. We don't start out by saying, are you like me? I look at him. He doesn't look like me. He's different than me. But that we've got so much in common. And, of course, my fundamental thing with A.J. is they were treating him badly. His own political party was dumping all over him just because of one difference. And I thought that was wrong. And They were going to put him out of business. They were harassing his family. You know, you don't have to be a Republican or a Democrat to recognize you don't treat people that way. Not in Virginia. We don't treat people that way.
And that's right.
And I would do it all over again. Stand up for him.
One of the things that everybody needs to realize, John Reed is joining us. JohnReed4Virginia.com is the website you need to visit. There are a lot of reasons. You can read about people supporting him. You can help him out, get more signs out, get more exposure for him. But one of the things that everybody needs to know about you, John, and I will say this because you're here, and I will say this when you're not here. John Reed has always impressed me as somebody who is for those who need help. And there is no doubt in my mind that as Lieutenant Governor, you are going to be Lieutenant Governor for every single person who is a Virginian, regardless of party affiliation or gender or hair color or religion. You will truly be Lieutenant Governor for every single Virginian.
That's the reason I chose that tagline.
Yep.
Which, by the way, all of the consultants hated.
Ah.
You know, that says John Reed, the voice for all Virginians.
Yep.
They were like, oh god, that. I said, look, that's what I want to be, and that's the one I'm going to use.
That's
stop hassling me about it. That's what I've chosen.
Yeah.
And I am going to continue to behave that way.
That's right.
And one of the things, Jeff, I'm also not going to be bought either.
Right.
I am so sick and tired of all these people who are like, you know, can we take a meeting? I'm like, you know what? I will give you a meeting and you don't have to give me a dime. I am happy to hear from you. This is not transactional with me.
Right.
I grew up watching my father, who did not take money for votes in Henrico County. He was aware of who employed the most people and,
sure,
you know, who was influential. But you could be, you know, someone who had a very basic job with no money. And I watched him sit and talk to those people with the same intense attention that he did the man down the street who employed 1,000 Virginians. And I'm going to emulate that. I promise you. That is what I'm going to do.
John Reed is joining us. John is the Republican nominee for Lieutenant Governor. What about some of the other big issues, John, that you're addressing every week? As you point out, you're coming out with position papers and very, very well-researched opinion pieces, insight into this. What's the big issue, if you will, this week?
Well, the story just broke. This Nick Minot guy up,
yep,
in Northern Virginia is all over the latest crazy story in Fairfax, where apparently there was some boy who was in the girls' locker room. I mean, how does this keep happening? He's watching the girls undress. They complain, and then now the girls are in trouble. I mean, is there anybody in this state who's an adult with a basic sense of right and wrong who will stand up and say no? Does the TV reporter have to be the person to call this out? Well, I'm going to call it out and say it's wrong. And you know me. Everybody who listens to this radio station knows my personal story. I'm as open-minded as they come, but I'm not stupid. I know what's going on here, and we've got to defend young women and their privacy. And,
right,
you know, all women and their privacy, and boys too.
Yeah.
And there's something really weird and nefarious going on where school administrators have lost that basic compass of right and wrong, and they're allowing groups of people to be violated and put in uncomfortable, if not dangerous, situations to appease other people. I'm not tolerating it anymore. And then, of course, there's the economic issues, and I think everybody's feeling the squeeze.
Yep.
The only way to solve that is for there to be a more robust economy in Virginia, and that's about bringing new businesses and jobs. And I will tell you right now, forgive me for beating up on my opponent. You know, she was a poetry teacher and an English teacher. I don't mean any disrespect. That is I'm sure that's an honorable job. Every job is worthy of respect. But who do you think is going to be able to bring more business to Virginia? Somebody who is a poetry teacher in some college someplace,
yep,
or someone like me who's worked at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce as the head of communications, somebody like me who has been a partner in a major government relations firm and cut deals all around the world. someone like me who's worked at WRVA, you know, people forget that we have clients at WRVA who we are intimately involved with trying to grow their business. I know this stuff, and I'm going to help bring business to Virginia, which means we will be in a better position economically. You got to make a smart choice there.
You absolutely. And the first choice that people have to make, as far as I'm concerned, go to johnreedforvirginia.com. Help John out. There's a donation button there. Also, get out and vote early. It was amazing, John. I saw the numbers that Republican areas around the Commonwealth apparently had the strongest turnout the first week of early voting. We got to keep that going.
Yeah. I think Republicans are waking up. You know, the horrible situation, the murder of Charlie Kirk, I think was cold water in the face of a lot of people who otherwise would have been like, ah, well, you know, it's a state election. We don't care. We've got to save Virginia, and we have to show that we're motivated to do the right thing in this state. And I think if we demonstrate that kind of responsible moral courage, guess what? A lot of independents and Democrats are going to join us in this movement, and that's my hope.
I certainly hope that is the correct assessment. John, I always appreciate you being here.
Wonderful, Jeff. Thank you.
Absolutely. I appreciate that. Hug your mom. Tell her we were asking for.
I will do it. Thank you.
That is John Reed, Republican nominee for Lieutenant Governor. John Reed for Virginia.com. 450 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA. The 505, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday. Our pal Mike Dickinson is going to be along in a couple of moments. You know, Mike joins us every Wednesday. He is our citizen reporter, our citizen journalist. He does a great, great job. There's a lot out there with this Abigail Spamberger, man. I'm just telling you, I don't know where you are politically, and I don't care. There are a lot of things I don't care about, now that I think about it, but I really don't. I don't care. But if you do care about your daughters, you got to be very leery of Spamberger and her team, man. Because they want boys taking your daughter's athletic scholarship. So that's just flat out wrong. And they are very, very comfortable with boys going into your daughter's locker room, her bathroom. I don't know how anybody can do that. And it should not be a political issue, right? This is just right and wrong. You can be a left of center person if you'd like and still not go along with this idea that boys are going to steal scholarships from girls. It's just flat out wrong any way that you look at it. Let's take a listen to the double down. You know, we just heard Abigail Spamberger answering a yes or no question, taking 1 minute and 45 seconds to give a reply. She doesn't actually answer it because the answer is either yes or no. Do you support boys taking girls' scholarships? Yes or no. Do you support boys being in girls' locker rooms? Yes or no. Do you support boys being in girls' bathrooms? Yes or no. Then it's sort of kind of a follow-up, and there's a double down by Abigail Spamberger. Cut number two.
Just that same one. I just want to make sure that I actually understand. So if a bill landed on your desk and it had to do with restrooms or sports in this situation, I mean, would you support a bill that allowed this if it landed on your desk?
I would support a bill that would put clear provisions in place that provide a lot of local ability for input based on the age of children, based on the type of sport, based on competitiveness, because certainly I absolutely recognize I'm the mom of three daughters in Virginia public schools, and you know they participate in all activities across the board. I recognize the concern that families and community members might have about the safety of their own kids, about competitiveness, about fairness, and I think that what the process that was in place for 10 years years was one that was working. It was one that, you know, took individual circumstances and individual communities into account. And I think that that is the process that Virginia should continue to utilize.
Just based on individual circumstances.
Yes or no, Abigail Spamberger? She is such a hack. Oh, what a fraud and a phony, which is what she's always been. Her entire political life has been built around lies. She's always been bipartisan. Really? Take a look at her voting record. Why, you know, she's worked across party lines. Again, take a look at her voting record. You don't take my word for it. A complete and total fraud, phony, and hack. But again, she's really, she can be very nice and charming one-on-one. But her policies stink to high heaven. And if you think for a second that the Henrico County public schools would allow a boy into the locker room or the bathroom where one of Abigail Spamberger's daughters happened to be, then you are out of your mind. It just wouldn't happen. And so when she says, oh, I have the same concerns, you don't have the same concerns. And we all know that. All I want at this point in my life is for some people to be honest. There's some people that are just so comfortable lying. They look you straight in the eyes and lie to you. I don't know if they don't realize that you know they're lying, or they don't care that you know they're lying, or maybe they're, well, pathological liars. They don't even know they're lying. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. Cut number four. We got a little something on the return of Jimmy Kimmel. Oh, you didn't know he was back? Yeah, he came back last night. And will be there, I would imagine, till the Disney deal ends. And then he will go away. Because it's just not worth the ROI. Cut number four.
Tonight, two station groups that own some ABC stations, Nexstar and Sinclair, have indicated their local ABC affiliates will not air Jimmy Kimmel, at least for now. Nexstar saying they want assurance that all parties are committed to fostering an environment of respectful, constructive dialogue in the markets we serve. Meantime, with Kimmel returning, millions will be watching, and Kimmel well aware of the critics on all sides amid this fierce debate over free speech.
David, Disney says it suspended the show to avoid further inflaming a tense situation, and after what they called multiple thoughtful conversations with Kimmel, determined he would return tonight.
Okay. Well, whatever. Do you want to hear his non-apology apology? You probably didn't even realize. He did not once apologize to Erica Kirk or the two little Kirk girls. Didn't apologize to Charlie Kirk's family in any way. He did not apologize for lying about the alleged shooter. He engaged, as he has since he's been in that slot, in attacks on conservatives, a special type of contempt and hatred for President Trump. But no apology. Oh, there were a couple of crocodile tears. Those were they were touching. They were phony, but they were touching. Let's do cut number five, please.
Cannot be allowed to control what we do and do not say on television, and that we have to stand up to it. I've been hearing a lot about what I need to say and do tonight, and the truth is, I don't think what I have to say is going to make much of a difference. If you like me, you like me. If you don't, you don't. I have no illusions about changing anyone's mind. But I do want to make something clear because it's important to me as a human. And that is, you understand that it was never my intention to make light of the murder of a young man. I don't think there's anything funny about it. I posted a message on Instagram on the day he was killed, sending love to his family and asking for compassion, and I meant it, and I still do. Nor was it my intention to blame any specific group for the actions of what it was obviously a deeply disturbed individual. That was really the opposite of the point I was trying to make, but I understand that to some that felt either ill-timed or unclear, or maybe both. And for those who think I did point a finger. I get why you're upset. If the situation was reversed, there's a good chance I'd have felt the same way. I have many friends and family members on the other side who I love and remain close to, even though we don't agree on politics at all. I don't think the murderer who shot Charlie Kirk represents anyone. This was a sick person who believed violence was a solution, and it isn't.
More nonsense from Kimmel. More lies from Kimmel. There's nothing there that even remotely resembles the truth, right? He claims he wasn't really trying to mock or make fun of the death of a young man. Well, it was the brutal murder of a young man, a father. I don't know, even if I give him that one. I mean, what the heck? I'll be generous, right? It doesn't cost me anything. All right, I'll give him that one. But the rest of what he said? No. Not even close. Not even close. So let him finish it out. I think that's what Disney is thinking right about now. We've got a good chance to pull the plug. I think the ABC network is probably thinking, you know, guys over at CBS figured this out. There's just not really the market in this day and age for late night TV. So maybe we'll just, walk away. Walk away. Remember, you can always hit me up on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. I will get to some of those wonderful texts, I promise you that. We've got our citizen reporter. Yes, Mike Dickinson is going to be with us in just a moment. 515, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 524, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. I heard Charles Pyle, our esteemed news director, is celebrating his birthday today. So I just wanted to take a moment and, on behalf of everybody, wish Charles a very happy birthday. Charles is a great, great part of our team. We're thrilled to have him overall as the news director, and of course, just thrilled that he's where he belongs.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Doing the news here in the afternoon. I mean, that's if you're going to be the best, you might as well be the best, right? That's the deal. So a very happy birthday.
excuse me, very happy birthday to Charles. No, I don't know how old he is. If I'm venturing a guess, 28, 29. And I is still with decades of experience, but 28, 29. All right, we've got Mike Dickinson, who is going to be joining us at 5:35, our citizen reporter. Looking forward to chatting with Mike. Taking a look at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Walt says, Jeff, I just dropped off my parents' ballots in Chesterfield. Let John Reed know he just got two more votes. All right, I will do that. Let's see. Jeff, please suggest to John Reed that if Ghazala Hashmi will not actually debate him, maybe he can have a virtual debate. Him and an empty chair, maybe a mannequin with an empty suit. Yeah, possibly. Jeff, I think that Hashmi's background must be gone through with a fine-tooth comb. Well, you only got, 43 days left till the election, so... go through it if you'd like. I'm just telling you, I don't think she's the right person. Phil from Goochland says, Jeff, you got to remember about Abigail Spanberger. She's CIA. Yeah, true. 804 says, Jeff, I think Abigail has three daughters. Is this woman deranged enough to allow boys in her girls' locker rooms and bathrooms? No, there's not a chance that's going to happen. She just doesn't have a problem with boys in your daughter's locker rooms or bathroom. She doesn't have a problem with boys taking your girls' scholarships. But you make no mistake, she'd have a problem for sure. If it were happening in her family. I don't want it happening in her family. I don't want it happening in anybody's family. I think we've got to be on guard and protect our kids, period. End of story. That, again, should not be Democrat, Republican, left, right. It's right or wrong. That's it. Jeff, in your opinion, why do you think parents are not rising up against Dorothy Dot Heffron staying on the Chesterfield County School Board until December? Well, I don't know. We'll find out, I suppose. Joanne in Hanover says, Jeff, I am going to vote tomorrow. Good for you. It's 527, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 535, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. It is Wednesday, and our friend, Mike Dickinson, citizen reporter, citizen journalist, joining us. We got a lot to talk about. Mike, thank you so much for being here.
Anytime for you.
All right, let's dive right into it. Abigail Spanberger, who is the mother of three daughters, by the way, seems to double down and triple down. She just cannot say yes or no when it comes to boys stealing girls' scholarship or hanging out in the girls' room.
I don't understand why Abigail Spanberger can't answer a question. She knows what the question is asking, and she knows how she should answer it, but she won't answer it. It was great footage the other day of reporter Nick Minook up in, I think that's how you say his last name, Minook.
Yep.
Up in Northern Virginia, confronted Abigail at one of her events and simply asked her if she supported men in the women's restroom or boys in the girls' restrooms.
Yep.
And you should have seen Abigail Spanberger should have been on Dancing with the Stars the way that she, like she's saying E-I-E-I-O, but she wouldn't answer the question. And I don't understand what it is with these Democrats when you ask them questions and they won't answer them. And Spanberger, she's got three daughters. I mean, does she really want a 40-year-old man wearing a dress in the bathroom with her 10-year-old daughter? If she does, she's sick in the head. I mean, that's a sick behavior. But that's what the problem we're having all across this country is with these the trans activists wanting to be around little girls or wanting to be. You hear Riley Gaines talk about when she was in college swimming, they went to the NCAA tournament and they had to share a locker room with a man, a 22-year-old man that's walking around nude with sexual organs exposed in front of 18, 19, 20-year-old girls in a locker room setting.
That's right.
And Spanberger needs to answer the question. She's got three daughters. They're all potential victims of this. Why won't Spanberger protect her daughters?
You know, that's an interesting question. Interesting way to phrase that question. If she's not willing to answer the question directly, Then it just raises further questions. And Mike, a little bit earlier today, we actually played a follow-up clip. Another reporter asked her exactly the same question. And again, she just danced around. And simply put, it is a yes or no question. Should boys be in the girls' bathroom? Yes or no? It's really straightforward.
And it's really a disturbing sign of the times as to what the Democrat Party has come to in Virginia and in America. But, you know, they're so consumed with dealing. They've become a party of radical extremists in every regard. Yep. Where they don't even care about the regular, average, everyday working person and regular, everyday, real American families. The Democrat Party is the one that wants to cater to 40-year-old men that wear a dress. And if you want to be a 40-year-old man and wear a dress, you can do that in your house, wherever you can do it, whatever, but don't involve it around kids. And that's what the Democrats want to do. They want to put it around your kids. And I'll tell you, I've got a niece that's 10 years old. And if a 40-year-old man in a dress ever tried to go in a bathroom around her, it would not be a very positive thing for him to do.
Yeah, it is just so flippin' outrageous. And you're right, and this is part of the problem. And I remind everybody, Mike Dickinson joining us, our citizen reporter, joins us every Wednesday afternoon covering all sorts of great stories, has for years. It is what the Democrat Party is now. It is who the Democrats are. And folks who are still considering themselves kind of traditional Democrats, the reality, Mike, you've seen it, they're not welcome in that party anymore.
Right. People who were Democrats in 2000 or even 1995, when, I mean 2005, they've been run out of the party. Yeah. The Democrats have run out all of the old school Democrats in the city of Richmond. And, you know, some of the people I know, like Chuck Richardson, Marty Jewell, I mean, they were Democrats, and I disagreed with their policy positions, but they weren't supporting women. They weren't supporting men in women's bathrooms. They weren't supporting men wearing dresses in churches and performing in front of kids. They weren't about that. They were about traditional old school Democrat liberal views, but not none of this crazy stuff that today's radical Democrats support.
Yeah, I think you're spot on, Mike. I shared with everybody a little bit earlier. I was chatting with Howard Gutman, who does the weekend little you know, the Howard Gutman Vanity Hour. But he's a nice guy. I mean, he's Michigan when it comes to certain politics. But what he doesn't realize, and his friends who are in the same category, these are 69, 70-year-old white guys who believe that they're still part of the Democrat Party. The reality is the Democrat Party doesn't want any part of them anymore.
Right. The Democrat Party only wants people who, well, it really does. It's all about the Democratic Socialist of America. It's all about the trans activists. Mm-hmm. It's all about the hardcore, you know, teachers unions that don't care about the results, that only care about their paycheck. I mean, that's a whole nother topic for a whole nother day, but that's what these teachers unions have become. And anybody that says that, oh yeah, I'm pro teachers union, I'm pro teacher, so I vote Democrat, you're basically saying that you only support paychecks, you don't support results, and the kids lose on that proposition.
No doubt about that. Last night, Jimmy Kimmel returned from his suspension, and he did not have the common decency to apologize. He didn't apologize to Charlie Kirk's family. He didn't apologize for lying about the alleged shooter. And he and his friends in the legacy media, Mike, they're trying to make him into some sort of a warrior for free speech. That ain't even close to the truth.
What a joke with Jimmy Kimmel. I mean, you talk about the Democrats trying to make a hero out of somebody that's far from a hero. It's Jimmy Kimmel. Yep. I mean, one, he didn't have the decency to apologize to the Kirk family about making a joke that they found that was offensive to them and their loved one who died. But think about, and I know I dealt with it personally. I know you've all dealt with it. Yeah. In 2020 and 2021, when we were in the middle of the quote unquote pandemic, anybody who spoke out against masks, anybody who spoke out about being anti take the vaccine, were all silenced. I mean, look what they did to President Trump. they took him off of they took his freedom of speech away off of every social media platform, and they were like, oh yeah, well, you have freedom of speech, but that doesn't mean you have the right to go on social media and say whatever you want to say, because that's a private place. And they're trying to say that, oh, you know, Jimmy Kimmel, oh, he can say whatever he wants to say, even though Jimmy Kimmel is an employee of ABC, and ABC can fire him if they want to or not. Yeah. He's not a hero. And I think about people like Roseanne Barr, Tucker Carlson, who lost his job because he expressed an opinion about the election, and it caused a lot of uproar. Mm-hmm. In America, you know, you have a right to your opinion, but you don't necessarily have a right to say your opinion if you have a if you're representing a job, and that's what Jimmy Kimmel was doing, you know.
Yeah.
I think Johnny Carson once said that keep politics out of jokes.
Yeah, Johnny Carson specifically said, my job is to make people laugh. And that's why if you go back, and I still to this day believe that Carson was the legitimate king of late night, his jokes were equal. You go back and crunch the numbers, man. 50% Republican, 50% Democrat, and they were all funny. That was a big difference. People did not know his politics. By the way, we learned after he passed away, he was a lifelong Democrat. But nobody knew that during the show, and nobody needed to know it. And you know what? Nobody would have cared if they had learned that maybe slightly before he went off the air, because, again, he was consistent in his presentation, which is, I'm here to make you laugh at the end of a long day.
Right. And the problem with so many of these liberals today in the new era of Democrats is they have no life other than to complain about whatever they want to complain about. They don't enjoy entertaining or entertainment. Yep. Yep. Their whole life is to be miserable and to try to inflict that misery onto other people.
Yeah. I'm telling you, man, they are not happy unless they are miserable, and they are absolutely at their happiest when they can make other people miserable. Ugh. Awful.
That's the Democrat Party of America platform in 2025. Make people miserable again.
There you go. They're going to get blue hats with scratchy letters. Mike, I always appreciate you being here, brother. Thank you so much. That is Mike Dickinson, 545, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 550, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday. Should be a relatively comfortable evening, relatively comfortable. A couple of days. I know we've got time here, Jerm. We can get the final little snippet. This is, let me do this. Hang on a second. Take a sip. Yep, it's a clip from MSNBC. I don't know how much longer MSNBC is going to be around, right? Are they changing their name to, who knows? But whatever it is, it'll stink just as much. But they're going to have a new name. They cause accidents. No, they really do. Because what happens is that people listen to this. They have not swallowed their beverage, and then they spit it on their windshield, and then something bad happens. So this is why I'm giving you the MSNBC audio warning, which is take a sip of your beverage now so that you do not spit it on your windshield. You do not spit it on your laptop. All right. Everybody has had a beverage? Excellent. Now, let's hear cut number six, please.
So, lots of anger about the masks. A lot of building anger. People feel like they don't know who is taking them into custody. They feel, as Gavin Newsom said, that it is dystopian. It's scary. Is this new rule, this new ban in California, going to apply to federal agents?
Well, that's the question. I interviewed some of the legislators in California who were working on this proposal in the summer when it was just beginning before it got to Governor Newsom's desk. And they said it was their hope that federal law enforcement would abide by this law. But of course, there's always the counterargument that federal law enforcement could say that their jurisdiction supersedes that of the state and of state law, and that they don't need to abide by those laws. They could argue that on the ground. They could argue that in a lawsuit. So it's unclear how this will play out. There's similar legislation, Katie, at the federal level that's been proposed by Democrats here in Washington. But of course, with Republicans in control, it's hard to see how that will see the light of day. But that kind of legislation would have the teeth here. What ICE says, Katie, about why they need to wear these masks in the first place is because assaults on ICE officers, they say, are up at 1,000%. I've asked for the raw data. I've asked for the timeline of that. We don't exactly know, but they keep saying we have to wear masks because if these people who are out there arresting immigrants, if they show their faces, their families could be put in danger. They could be doxxed. People could try to figure out who they are and retaliate against them. But if you talk to some of these state legislators or people who have been arrested by ICE, they say that assaults are up because of the mask, that they feel that they don't know who it is who's apprehending them, pulling them off the street, exactly as the governor just described there. And so they feel that they need to fight back in some cases. So I don't know if you call that chicken or the egg. That might be making it too simplistic, but it's a complicated situation that isn't made easier when these people don't know who it is who's arresting them.
Is that what the issue is? All right. Well, thank you, anonymous talking head number two. Responding to the pseudo question from anonymous talking head number one. Ladies, let me explain this to you. You have federal law enforcement officers going out doing the job they have been asked to do, a job which I should state for the record the vast majority of human beings would not want to do because of the danger. It is made even more dangerous as a result of the leftists who have embraced this idea that they are the only ones who have opinions that count, and therefore violence now seems to be acceptable to a large swath of leftists. 1,000% increase attacks on ICE, doxing of their children. And for Gavin Newsom, who is busy, well, he and his hair anyway, running for president, no, your California state law will not apply to them. Your California state law, if in fact it's followed, will get law enforcement officers at the state and local level in California injured, which is why I would encourage those listening on the Odyssey app out in California, guys, gals, come here to Virginia. We actually appreciate law enforcement. Have a fantastic evening. God willing, you and I get the chance to do this again starting at 3. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.